It's time to unite our hearts and heal our wounds of separation, to shift our collective consciousness from head to heart, from fear to love. Join evolutionary leader, healer, and spiritual mentor Sue DeMay and other heart-centered leaders for enlightening conversations and profound experiences of oneness.
Welcome, everybody, to the Living Oneness Gathering. I am your host, Sue DeMay. I'm joining you from Australia this week. And I've been here, it feels like I've been here a couple weeks, but I think I've only been here about a week. But lots has happened, lots is going on, lots is happening in the global energies. I'm doing a lot of work on that level. And there's a 24-hour period, feels like there's a lot that happens in that time. And when we're in alignment and in that zone, really time can warp. I don't know if anybody's experiencing time warps, where time seems to really kind of speed up or slow down or kind of feel like it's different altogether. It's happening a lot right now, and we are kind of running two parallel timelines right now. I'm going to talk about that more next week in the live healing experience on next Thursday, March 2nd or March 6th. So if you haven't signed up for the live experience before, make sure you're on that list so that you can join us, heartledliving.com/live. I'm going to be sharing the timelines that are running parallel, what we need to do with this timeline to clear some of the clutter and not carry stuff with us moving forward. We're going through a living life review right now, or that's what's intended for this next couple of weeks. So I'll be sharing that next week. So make sure you join us and have the hearts up around that, because it's really important when you understand what's happening, when you have an understanding at the level of the mind, you can actually lean into what's happening globally. You can lean into the changes in the energy, the shifts in the energy within you and around you. When you have some level of understanding, we don't have resistance, because the mind is like, okay, I'll go along with that. Okay, I'll accept that for now. When we don't understand something, when we're in confusion, when we're in fear, when we are resisting, that's all layers of resistance, then it creates such a contrast, but it can also create friction between the head and the heart, friction in the body, friction in your relationships, friction in how you are experiencing everything around you and within you. So to be in alignment, to really hold steady in that inner knowing, but to bring the mind along with, is key right now, so that you can really start to expand more and more into your divine remembrance of what you are here to do. What is the purpose of your life? Why are you here? What are you meant to be doing right now? What does humanity need from you? What does humanity need from me? What does all of creation need from all of us? Really, what if we want to see the changes that the world needs to make right now, we need to all be in our heart. We don't need to be coming from a place of war, attack, anger, frustration, and fear. We need to be in our hearts, coming from a place of love, compassion, empathy, and a feeling of being on purpose, a feeling of inspired action, not action because we want to fight against something, but inspired action because we are being called in our heart to stand up for something. So if you're going to fight against fear, the invitation is to stand in love. And standing in love doesn't mean that you're going to be all nicey and soft. And standing in love can be speaking with an assertive voice. Standing in love can be you standing on a stage and speaking a truth that everybody needs to hear. And that might rattle some individuals. And that's purposeful. Right now, what we're seeing is a great chaos, an extreme chaos. We haven't had this extreme of chaos in a long time, but it is moving us in a direction that we need to go in. And it's not I need to choose my words intentionally here because our words are very powerful right now. I do not condone what many people are doing right now. At the same time, I understand that the collective consciousness needs things to be shaken up, broken down, rattled. And unfortunately, we kind of had a choice collectively, not individually. Individually, we all made a choice some way or another. We had a choice to do it a little easier way, but unfortunately, it's gotten really messy, and it's going to get messier. And I want to encourage all of you not to have fear about that, but to understand that we need to go through chaos to get to coherence. We need to go through and shake up things in order to come into alignment. Now, there's a lot of energy out there and a lot of individuals that are acting in the name of God, or acting in the name of light, or acting in the name of source, and they're not in alignment. They are not in alignment. So, how do you discern? You discern by feeling into what you're hearing and what you feel inside about what you're hearing. I want you to see what you see in the world and then feel into what you're seeing and notice the feeling, because the feeling in your heart is going to give you that discernment. You're not going to be able to go in your head and go, well, are they speaking truth or are they speaking truth? Because right now we're going into this big division again, and we had it before. It's come in again. We're having these repeating cycles. These cycles are getting closer together, which is interesting, which is a bit of a catalyst for change. But the discernment is, when I hear this person speak, or when I hear this, or when I see this, how do I feel in my heart? I hear the words, so people can be saying all the right words, but in your heart, oh, in your heart, you'll know it's wrong, or in your heart, you'll know it's off. I don't want to use the word wrong because that's right and wrong again. In your heart, you'll know it's off. Something's off about what they're saying. Something's off about what they're doing. Something in your heart will feel it. I promise you, you'll feel it. Oh, sorry. I'm having a very intense but incredible time working with the collective energy right now. I can feel a lot of people's grief. I can feel the fear. I can feel a lot of things. So sometimes when I start to talk about it a little bit more, it really hits. So the energy right now is a lot. It's intense, but at the same time, it's purposeful. We are shifting into a new way of being, and some of us need to really meet the old way we have been in order to give birth to the new person or the new individual or the new way of being that we are meant to be moving forward into. So, as you use your heart for discernment, don't trust what people are saying. And I'm going to even go as far as don't trust what's out there in the world right now. There is nothing out in the world that you can trust fully, wholly, and completely. There is nothing that I look upon and look around me and go, I trust that. I trust that. I can't trust anything on the outside right now. Where I can trust is my heart. Where I can trust is my connection to divine source, to pure, clear, clean source. And even source is being used, light is being used, false light is being used. A lot of people are using words, language. This is the spiritual narcissist I've talked about before. They're using language to convince, confuse, and manipulate. And in that, we don't need to judge what people are doing or not doing, but we need to come home into that space within our heart and trust our inner knowing, that feeling inside of you that something feels off, or that feeling inside of you that this feels aligned for me at this time. You need to trust that. Go in and trust that. Right now, there's a real calling for all of us to accept and remember our divine assignment. And this is part of why I'm here in Australia at this time. And it's very much in alignment with why I do everything that I do and why I've done everything I've done for the last 50 so years. I am here for a very clear, strong mission. And we have these divine assignments. And your divine assignments are this would be an example of one of my divine assignments is happens to be right now. It happens to be the Living Oneness Gathering and me speaking from the heart, from that space, and sharing messages that everybody needs to hear right now. There's a lot of people feeling grief, loss, confusion, but there's also a lot of people feeling homesick. And I don't mean homesick in the way of where is my home? I feel homesick. Like I'm not homesick here in Australia. I'm not homesick when I'm home because I'm not at home. My feeling of homesick is any time or any moment I feel disconnected from my sense of self with a capital S, my source. I don't know if any of you have ever had that moment where you look up into the sky and you see the stars and you just want to go home. Like there's a part of you that just wants to go home. Right now, the way the world is going, where the way humanity is shifting into this intensity, there is going to be a lot of people wanting to go home. Home is in exiting, their soul leaving. And that feeling of soul homesickness can be temporary, or it can be kind of this feeling like something's missing, or that we're not where we need to be, or that we just want to like stop all of this chaos and get out of this classroom, get out of this experience. So if any of you are feeling that, I understand. And I'm just going to invite you to hold steady because that feeling will pass. That feeling will shift. But to honor it, to say it's okay that I feel that part of me wants to leave, or that part of me feels like I want to go home. Acknowledging it, recognizing it, that that's what it is, will give you some peace. Recently, I watched the movie Arrival. And I don't know if anybody of you have seen it. It's about Amy Adams, I think, is the actress. They are communicating, trying to communicate with galactic beings, extraterrestrial beings. And at one point toward the end of the movie, she started to see time as they experience time. So we experience time as linear, past, present, future. And in the movie, they talk about how the galactic beings or the extraterrestrial beings experience time all together all at once, which is like this the eternal spiral, which is how I work with as a time weaver, that's how I work with the energy and I work with time. it's all happening all at once. So when she had that realization, and the moment she said, she just felt it and she knew in her heart, and she said the words something like, "I know what I need to do." I'm watching this movie with my husband and I'm like bawling at that point. And I'm like, my heart is like aching so deep. And I had this huge remembrance of all of these other pieces of my divine assignment. And I knew in that moment my life was going to change the next day. Like I knew in that moment, that's it. The way I was is no longer going to be the way I am moving forward. And in that instant, I had like a holy instant where like my mind just like expanded in a way that it hadn't ever. My heart exploded in a way that just was like this clear remembrance came in. And then I had the thought and I knew, I'm like, I'm okay with this change. I know what I need to do and I'm okay with it. But I had to process how everyone else around me would feel about the changes that were going to happen. And that included my family. And I'm still a little in process with that. But that's part of why I'm here too, is I'm away from them and I'm processing that stuff. So your divine assignment is something, a knowing in your heart, a programming in your heart that you place there, a seed that you placed there before you came and said, "This is something I need to do. This is something I will do when I go into this experience of being human." That's a divine assignment. You can call it your soul mission. Part of my soul, I see our soul mission as more of a bigger umbrella. And then we have these divine assignments, which would be threads under the umbrella. And sometimes the divine assignment is what the soul mission is, and sometimes they relate, but not necessarily directly. So my soul mission here is to balance and harmonize all energies, period. And my divine assignment right now is a little different. And my divine assignment over here, I have all these little divine assignments. They're like little threads. Certain individuals I'm meant to work with are like a divine assignment for me. I'm meant to work with certain people. They're meant to work with me. There's a knowing. I'm sharing all this with you because I want you to start to follow the knowing. I want you to follow the feeling in your heart. I want you to follow the calling in your heart, even if you don't know where that calling is taking you, because in truth, where we are going, your mind can't fully comprehend and your mind won't fully come along. Eventually, we're going to have to kind of let go of some of the programming, let go of some of the mind. Because it's really, we're going to be living more from the heart space, more from that intuitive knowing versus any kind of intellect or knowledge thinking we know. The knowledge in the mind or the mind thinks it knows, but the heart knows. So the more we shift out of that mental, like valuing so much in the mental capacity, our mental abilities, and shift more into our intuitive knowing. The more we're going to be able to actually really stand in alignment with why we're here and what we're meant to be doing, who we're meant to be speaking to, what messages we're meant to share, or how we're meant to be. Some of you are just meant to be beacons and or frequency tuning forks where you just stand in a space and the environment changes. Your presence is healing. No matter who you are, your presence is healing. You are a healing presence. You are a reminder for yourself and for others of what's possible, whether that's you embodying peace or you embodying love or you embodying the idea that we're all connected, oneness, whether you're embodying empathy, compassion, whatever it is, you are a healing presence and your presence has impact on more people than you can imagine. On more of creation than you can imagine. And that's becoming more and more activated now than ever before. So, what you say, what you don't say, what you do, what you don't do, all has significant impact. on your physical body, on your relationships, on your energy, on your mind, on your heart, on all of creation, on this planet, everything. We are part of an ecosystem here. You are the microbiome of the earth. We are all beautiful organisms living in community with Mother Earth. This is a beautiful community ecosystem. And everything you do or don't do affects the whole ecosystem. It affects all of us, including you. You're included in this. So, what is your divine assignment? What is one of your divine assignments? What are you willing to remember right now? For every part of you that's willing to remember, there's probably a part of you that's afraid to remember, that's resisting. Part of you is listening and it's resonating. You can feel it in your heart. And then another part of you is like, this doesn't apply to me. She's not talking about me, and she must be talking about other people on the call. It's not me. I see some of you smiling. I can hear that voice. All of you, every single one of you have a divine assignment. At least one, maybe more, probably more. You're not here just by chance. There's a purpose to your life. There's a purpose to your visit here, to your journey, to your experience of being human. And this time is an exciting time because we are in the middle of a mass evolution, a big global evolution. It's actually bigger than global, but we'll stick to global. It's more cosmic evolution, but that's my work. We are here creating a powerful shift. All together, we're doing it. And some of us might look like we're having more of a role, outward role, but everybody's role is essential. It's actually essential. Whether you stand in the grocery store and you're just like, I'm going to be love in the grocery store, I'm just going to embody love or kindness or joy, that ripple effect has an impact. People might walk by you and go, I don't know why I feel good for a minute. You know, it's like they walk out and it happens. I've seen it. I could feel it. It's fun to watch. So let's take you through journey. I'm just noticing the time is 222 on my computer. Let's take you through a journey to remember part, some. One, maybe a little bit of your divine assignment. Anybody interested in that? Yeah. All right. You have to be willing. I can't carry you through this one. You need to remember it yourself because there's filters in your mind. There's actually like forgetfulness filters in the mind. So we want to lift those filters, even delete them if you're willing, at the level that your mind is capable of. So what's going to happen is you're maybe a little bit has lifted. Like when I had that moment with watching that movie, and I just knew my whole life was about to change, and everybody around me was gonna, everything was gonna change. In that moment, a huge remembrance came in, and a big for layer of forgetfulness was gone, and I remembered like a lot, and I remember a lot. Like I have a lot of memories and visions and things, but I remembered way more than ever before. But my mind was ready for that. I was ready for that. I was calling for it. I was ready for it. Some, if you're not quite ready, if your mind is like, yeah, I'm willing. Yeah, let's try it out. Let's see what's going to happen. This sounds interesting. So you're coming along for the ride more out of curiosity or full of wonderment, amusement about it. But your mind, there's part of your mind that's not quite ready. Don't worry. It's okay. Your mind's not going to break. We might have a break in consciousness. You might have a breakthrough. You might break your mind that way as a breakthrough. But if you remembered everything all at once, your mind would shut down. It would shut down. It could not handle it. It would be like fried. So trust that the amount of remembrance that's going to come in today, even if it's just a little glimpse, even if it's just a little feeling, is exactly what you need and you're ready for. And when you have that experience, you're like, okay, that wasn't so bad. I'm open to more. And then maybe it comes in at another time in the day, or when you watch a movie, all of a sudden something will strike you, or you're walking along the beach and all of a sudden you'll have this divine experience where you remember more, or you feel and sense and know deeper who you are and why you're here. Because it's not what you think. And it's not what you've been led to believe. Trust me on that. And I've known that for a long time, but I know it even deeper now. I got this vision of like why everyone's here and what we're doing. And I've talked about it in different ways and I've articulated it in different ways. But when I really like got it, like everything shifted. And I'm going to invite that experience to start to trickle in, maybe plant a seed today. Let's just see what happens. So I'm open to anything, attached to nothing. Agreed? Okay, let's do this. Take a couple deep breaths, rest your eyes closed. And just begin by noticing what is. When you close your eyes and begin with your breath, sometimes your breath is helpful to place your awareness on because the breath is constant. It's a good anchor, brings us present. Noticing the physical body. You might even notice the physical surroundings, what your body's in contact with. The surface you're in contact with, the air around you. Imagine. A lot of people end up having that spotlight of awareness right in the mind. So let's like zoom it out. So imagine you could open the circumference of that spotlight of awareness. So you're making it bigger. It's not so concentrated. So zooming out your awareness. And that spotlight of awareness is now over and within the whole body. You may stay aware of the thoughts every once in a while, notice what's happening in the mind, but I'm going to invite you just to go beyond the mind for the moment. Like, go beyond the mind. What's happening outside of the mind? What's happening in the body, in the energy field within and around you? You could even be curious about what's happening emotionally. You might be feeling really calm since you got on the call. Or as you join the gathering, you might feel now a little bit anxious, like, I don't know what's going to happen. That's okay. Just be with whatever is. We're not going to change anything in this moment. We're just noticing what is. And in a way, in noticing what is, we're accepting all that is without judgment, without needing to change, without wishing it and wanting it to be different. Just be with everything just the way it is. Remembering that is when you invite curiosity in the mind, a curious mind has no room for judgment. And if you want to add curiosity and wonderment, it's a great recipe for an open mind. Let's begin by acknowledging any resistance. And resistance can show up in the way of discomfort in the body. It could be pain or tension. It could be a niggling, something small, or it could be something big and significant. It could be something you've been dealing with for a long time, or it might be something new that you're just noticing. Noticing any resistance in the form of a physical symptom. And the physical symptoms aren't wrong, they're just there and it's okay. And sometimes they don't have anything specific in the moment to teach us. Sometimes it's a more of a unraveling or letting go of something, unwinding something that helps unwind it in the body, but or it could be just an old trauma that was already released, but the physical body is still holding it. The physical body gets left behind in the healing sometimes. So we're not judging what is, we're just noticing. Noticing resistance in the body, and then noticing resistance emotionally as well. So is there fear? Is there part of you that wants to plug your ears and ignore what I'm saying? Is there part of you that's wanting to get off the gathering and go distract yourself with something else? Is there a part of you thinking your mind is kind of going off and as a form of resistance, and it goes off to what your grocery list is or what you need to do later or what happened earlier? Sometimes those distractions can come in the mind. Resistance can show up in the mind. We could be avoiding certain emotions, maybe avoiding a little bit of the grief and maybe feeling a little overwhelmed with some of the emotions right now. Noticing how resistance is showing up in this moment. And if there's no resistance, then just be with no resistance. And if there's no resistance, don't add resistance by going digging and looking for resistance, thinking something's wrong because you don't have any resistance. Just be with what is. There's no right or wrong here. Everything just is. Just is. A deep breath into the lower lungs and then let the belly expand as you breathe in. And as you exhale, let the breath fall out of your mouth with a bit of a sigh or ah sound. And do that two or three times. And what we're doing is just indicating and letting the body know and letting the nervous system know that we're here, we're present, everything's okay. I'm just going to take a deep breath and let go. And imagine you could be the witness now to your resistance. It's almost zooming and stepping back a little bit more to witness. So there's the fear. Oh, there's that thought. Oh, there's that emotion. There's that sensation. And separate yourself out a little bit from it so that it's not, you're not blended with it so much that you feel convinced that that's who you are. You are not resistance. You are not fear. The truth of who you are is not the emotions. It's not the physical sensations. You are not the physical body. You are the awareness and the presence. You are the consciousness that is aware of the body. You are aware of the emotion. So imagine you could just see and sense the resistance, but you're not tangled up in it anymore. You're separated out from it. You're watching it. You're witnessing it. And then we're going to ask, if you're willing, we're just going to ask and intend for anything that's not serving to lift and clear from your field. And if you're willing, say yes, thank you. layers of resistance or fear, leftovers that have nothing to teach you. We can just let them go down through the grounding cord or clear up and out through the top of the head. Let's just lift the crown on the top of the head. Just lift your crown chakra. It's coming up about a foot off the top of your head. Create some space for the processing to happen in the energy field for 7 layers. Take another deep breath in through the nose. Let the breath fall out of the mouth with a bit of an ah sound. Remember, you're in a space of observation, not judgment. Curiosity without judgment. Wonderment, amusement. Be fascinated. Those are all really good energetic emotional states to invite in. And then opening up to any and all pathways of remembrance. And if you're willing to open up to any and all pathways of remembrance, whatever pathways are going to serve you at this time, in this moment, as you're listening. And if you're willing to open up any and all pathways of remembrance that you're capable of accepting and allowing, to say yes, thank you. Sometimes the remembrance can come in just as a knowing. Sometimes it can come in as a vision. Sometimes it comes in as a memory. Sometimes it comes in as words. Sometimes it comes in as a sensation. Sometimes it comes in as an energy wave. Sometimes it comes through a movie, through words you read, through a conversation that you even overhear beside you. Someone might say one or two words and suddenly you have a moment of remembrance. But the mind needs to be wide open to allow, to let it actually come in and click in some way so that you recognize it as something bigger, more than just words, more than just a moment, more than just a feeling. And for some of you, I just feel to place your hand on your heart. Feel free to place it there, remove it whenever you feel guided. I'm willing for all filters and layers of forgetfulness to be lifted off, even for this moment. And I'm open to remember. So there's an opening. Don't go searching, seeking, just be. Let it come to you. Let it rise up within you. Let it suddenly appear. Let it suddenly pop in. Sometimes these downloads of remembrance come in the background, and they don't necessarily register at the level of the mind, but they register at the level of consciousness that they need to. Another series of words you can use to open up and allow the remembrance. You can say, I wonder what I'll remember in this moment. I wonder what remembrance around my divine assignment will come in for me here and now. I wonder what I'm meant to remember. Stay in the energy of yes, thank you. Open, receptive. May the fog be lifted in your mind, the fog of forgetfulness. Let the lenses and programming be deleted, dissolved, or transformed. You can say to yourself, I wonder what it would feel like, look like, and be like to remember my divine assignment, to remember why I'm here. I know what I need to do. And I'm open to remember fully, wholly, and completely. I know what I need to do, and even though I may have resistance or fear, I'm willing to remember any and all aspects. I know what I need to do now, and I'm grateful. I know what I need to do. I know what I need to remember. And I'm willing to let go of those things that are not serving my divine assignment. I'm willing and I'm open to let go of the beliefs, the ideas, the preferences, the agendas, my old dreams, my old thoughts of what the future may or may not hold for me. And I'm willing to be deeply present, divinely discerning. And willing to follow my inner guidance, moment to moment, step by step, breadcrumb by breadcrumb, one breath at a time. Everything you need will be shown, will be given. With divine timing. So we release our human timing, our human preferences, our human agenda, and we align with our divine knowing. We release our human will and align with our divine will because our divine will is really, truly what we want and what we need. And what we really truly need is going to serve the needs of the whole as well. When you follow your inner guidance, when you follow your heart and let your divine self guide and lead you. That guidance is serving you and all of creation, all of humanity, Mother Earth, and everything beyond. When you're acting from a place of your human limited potential, you are working through a filter. When you are coming from the infinite potential of your heart and your divine source, your divine self guiding and leading you in your humanness, then you can act from a place of pure love, pure compassion, divine knowing. And in that moment, you are serving at the highest level you are fulfilling your divine assignment in that moment. So if you don't have a clear idea of what is my divine assignment, here's the secret. Right now, your divine assignment, all of our divine assignment is to follow our heart, to trust our intuition, to let our inner knowing, that inner GPS, our divine guidance system, to direct us in every moment. Because that same divine source is guiding and directing each of us individually. On behalf of all of us and all of creation collectively. While your divine assignment may be a bit more of a solo mission, many are waking up to realize that there are others that share a similar divine assignment. When you feel that resonance, when you feel connected to what someone is teaching or sharing or saying or doing or being, then that is reflecting something in you. That is a remembrance for you. When you see something in someone else that sparks something in you, that is a moment of remembrance. Take that moment, feel it, go into it deeper. Give yourself permission to really feel the resonance deep within your heart and soul. That is your light expanding. That is your pilot light being turned up. It's always on, it's always there. That is the clouds being lifted and the sun shining through. That is the fog dissipating and clear vision coming in for you. Celebrate these moments of remembrance. Honor them. Thank them. Be gracious and grateful for them. Because each little one leads to the divine remembrance. So if you're searching, seeking, yearning for something, feel like something's missing, fold your awareness into your heart. Go into your heart space and recognize that everything you seek resides within. Everything you yearn for can be reflected like a mirror within your heart, showing you, guiding you, leading you, directing you in every single moment. We are no longer the lone wolf doing our own thing. We are meant to be in community, to feel the connection with others, to be in collaboration with all of creation. My soul mission is to balance and harmonize all energies, all of creation, and to end all suffering on Mother Earth and for humanity. And I know there are others that feel resonance, and there may be different words, or there may be different aspects, or different ways that they feel that or connect to that. I remember being born and coming out the gate. I'm like, I'm here to save the world. I'm here to heal the world. I've held that so clearly in my heart. It got confused. It got confusing. It became a burden for a long time. It got hijacked by my ego. A lot of things happened. But in my heart of hearts, in the deepest part of my soul, I know why I'm here. And however that looks and however that plays out on the outside are different aspects of my divine assignments. But I am 1000% committed. There is no part of me that's left that's in resistance to it. And that is my blessing and wish for you. To come to that place where you can live without fear, that you can be in this deep peace and inner knowing. Where you can feel the sparks of joy just naturally arising. At the same time, you can feel the emotionality of being human you can also embody your divinity. It's no longer separating the humanness from your divine self. It's being both and. Deep breath. Let the breath out. And it's okay to be emotional. It's okay to feel the deep resonance. It's okay to just be with whatever is in this moment. And if you have fear, it's okay to be afraid. If you have joy, it's okay to be in joy. If it's okay, it's okay. Everything is okay. Everything is accepted. Everything is welcome. Nothing is wrong. Everything is right. Slowly bring yourself back to your physical surroundings, holding that opening and that invitation for all of this feeling of resonance to come with you. Recognize that you could come back and listen to this replay. It'll be on YouTube as the video, but it'll also be on all the podcast platforms. So you could go onto your favorite podcast platform and download it. So you've got it. You can listen to it over and over again. And each time you do, you may have a little extra remembrance or a little different vision, or maybe your vision expands into more clarity. It is a process of remembering. Healing is remembering. That's what it is. That's why I teach about healing. Healing is remembering. We are all here together for a reason. You all felt to join me today, and or you're listening to this at the time that you're listening for a reason. And that reason is bigger than you can comprehend in your mind. It's deeper than you realize. And I know many of you feel that. That feeling is what I want you to nurture and nourish. That feeling is what I want to invite you to expand and allow. Don't be afraid of it. It's okay. It's good. It's purposeful. You don't need to fear anything anymore, especially your heart, especially your soul. And you certainly don't need to fear our oneness, because our oneness and our interconnectedness is what is going to shift this planet. That way of being inside of you is connecting to the way of being in all of us, whether you realize it or not. So please honor it the best you can. And when you forget, forgive yourself. And when you remember, celebrate. Celebrate the miracle of remembrance. If you feel inspired to write in the chat or respond to, you want to share a little bit, feel free. I'd love to hear how this experience was for you. If you have a divine remembrance you want to share, I'm open to hear it as well. For those of you that are in my social community, my online community, it's free to join. You can join us and you can share there too. I'm going to post for the Living Oneness Gathering there, and you can share your experiences. And it's a beautiful community where you're accepted and authentically embraced, lovingly embraced with no judgment. It's not a battleground like most social communities are feeling like right now. So it's a safe place to come and just speak and be and be all of who you are. It's time for you to be a full expression of your brilliance and your divinity. That's what the world needs. That's what I see in you, and My prayer is that you see that in yourself when you look in the mirror. Maybe next time after this gathering, you might be like, woo, look at me. It's like, I look different today. I feel different, right? You can find that spark within you. I see you. I honor you. I thank you beyond words. And I'm so grateful for you and for this community. Until next time, love and blessings, everyone.
Thank you for participating in our Living Oneness Initiative to unite our hearts in love for each other, our planet, and all of creation. If you would like to join us for a live gathering, you can RSVP at heartledliving.com/gathering.